This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, October 10th, 2020. We're in hour one of the broadcast. I was just discussing with Ken prior to going on air. He was saying, you know, it would be hard to even know where to start doing a show these days. And it's so true. It's so true. There's so much information. I've got a stack here as usual. I never get through the whole stack. But, I mean, what another week in the news. What is it? I guess it's 3 weeks from this coming Tuesday will be the election day. I don't know about you guys. I get text messages now from all kinds of, you know, outfits representing – whatever candidate. In my case here, it's like Tom Tillis and the president and Biden's crew. And I mean, your mailbox is full. It's the most I've ever seen in every, I don't know about in your neck of the woods, but here, if you watch your local news, every commercial is politics. I mean, you want to talk about a windfall for the media companies. All of the advertising, just about at least 90% or more, but during news, it's 100%. Political advertising. So I know everyone in this audience is like me, be darn glad when that comes to an end. Also, what we're seeing, and we're going to continue to see from now till Election Day, is the daily media's Trump outrage. I mean, I just happened to be watching the other night, whatever night it was. I guess it might have been Monday night. I'm not sure. But whenever Trump took the helicopter back to the White House, and the rage of the media for the horror that he would go up those steps, where it looked to me like he was, like, really a long way from anybody. He's at technically his house. That's where he lives. And he took the mask off, and they raged the whole next day about the horror of Donald Trump taking the mask off, which, you know, I don't know about y'all's neck of the woods, but around cheer, nobody's wearing the mask much anymore. There's a few – I've been in a few restaurants that, like, said you had to wear a mask till you got seated. I've got the story. I don't know if we'll get to it, but, like, in California, they're trying to mandate that you wear the mask while you're chewing and only lower the mask to put food in. I mean, what a world we're living in. I mean, it's complete clown world. I mean, just from a short year ago, what we're witnessing. I did watch a little bit, not all of the debate. I'm not going to waste any time talking about that. But I can tell you this much, man, what a dystopian future it would be if we end up with Kamala Harris as president. I can't really imagine a worse outcome, although you could argue, you know, it might throw the whole thing into the wind. I don't know. I mean, we're really hearing civil war discussed by people that, you know, we never heard discussed that before. And I'm going to get to it. We've got the Wolverine Watchman story coming up. I'm going to get to that as well. Also, Eddie Van Halen passed away this past week, and I know music is a matter of taste, what people like and what they dislike. I found out this past week, I guess England hated Van Halen. But, you know, growing up through the 80s, actually the Diver Down tour, July 16th, 1982, was the first concert that I ever attended. And to give you just a tiny bit of perspective. That was the biggest thing I had ever been to. Because prior to that, probably the biggest thing I'd ever been to was like going roller skating with a church group. You know, I wasn't allowed to go to the movie theater, you know, growing up. So it just blew my mind. I mean, it was almost like taking someone that was raised, you know, in an Amish community to a Van Halen concert for me personally. And so I just want, well, we're going to play a little bit of Van Halen bumper music today, just for that reason. So let's get on with the show. The St. Louis couple, Mark and Patricia McClowski, have been indicted by a grand jury seated by St. Louis Circuit Prosecutor Kim Gardner's office in connection with them defending their home this summer amid the Black Lives Matter riots. This is Constitutional Rights Pack.com. Yep. Al Watkins, an attorney for the couple, confirmed to the Associated Press the indictments against Mark McCloskey and Patricia McCloskey. A spokeswoman for Circuit Attorney Kim Gardner declined to comment. Joel Schwartz, a McCloskey attorney, told Just the News on Tuesday night that the indictment is called a suppressed indictment and that he's unaware of what it states. Wow, isn't that interesting? Their own attorney is unaware of what the indictment states. I'm told by sources that it is a suppressed indictment, which makes no sense to me. We had a hearing this morning in court. The hearing was canceled. Then I was contacted by sources who learned my clients were indicted. I reached out to the circuit attorney's office. I have yet to receive a response, said Joel Schwartz to Just the News. Now, for all of you that were listening last week, you know the charges against those, I think they were only charged with like trespassing or whatnot, was all dropped. So, you know, we can see the direction in which this is taking. And boy, it's it's blatant in your face, two-tiered justice system with all of the rights and benefits going toward the rioters, the arsonists. I know it's hard. It's really kind of hard to believe. I know I've talked to a lot of normies this week, and they just can't believe how things has changed and how, you know, the justice system is completely blatantly in your face, so corrupt. Nothing that surprises this audience because we've been talking about this. We had a front row seat to all of this since August of 2017 via Charlottesville. But to people that are clueless of what actually happened there, which is the majority of the people, seeing what's happening to people like the McCloskeys, however you pronounce that, is an eye-opener. And, well, back to the Bachman-Turner Overdrive, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, if you think you ain't seen nothing yet and you want to see something, well, how about this for a story? Louisiana Catholic priest caught filming porn and Gothic prostitutes on church altar. New Orleans Advocate. The lights inside St. Peter and Paul Roman Catholic Church in Pearl River were on later than usual on September 30th, so a passerby stopped to take a closer look. And what, pray tell, did he see peering inside? The onlooker saw the small parish pastor, half-naked, having sex with two women on the altar. According to court document, the women were dressed in corsets and high-heel boots. There were sex toys on the altar and stage lighting, and a mobile phone was mounted on a tripod recording it all. The eyewitness took a video and called the Pearl River police, who arrived at the church and viewed the recording. Officers then arrested Reverend Travis Clark, pastor of St. Peter's and Paul since 2019 on obscenity charges. The Archdiocese of New Orleans announced the priest arrest on October 1st, but would not give specifics about why he was arrested. New details, however, have emerged in court filings that paint a lurid picture of a priest recording himself engaged in sexual role play while desecrating a sacred place within the church. Now, you know, I don't really care to discuss religion on this broadcast because I don't, you know, you guys are welcome to worship however you want to, but it blows my mind what Catholics are willing to put up with. You know, I mean, these pedophile priests, this has been rampant. I mean, this guy here, you know, is obviously a joke of anything like a priest. So it's just just mind blowing. And but now that case right there, I think have I missed the nightly news any night? I don't think I've missed NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt any night this week. I may be wrong, man. My week's crazy these days. Anyway, you know, they just don't report on that kind of stuff because that doesn't fit their narrative. Now, but what does fit their narrative is this, and this was reported by Lester Holt. The FBI has just done a sting on some Michigan Boogaloo boys, which they claim were plotting to kidnap the governor of Michigan and put her on a citizen's trial for treason in response to her total illegal and criminal lockdown of the state. This is CNN. 13 people were charged Thursday in an alleged domestic terrorism plot to kidnap Michigan Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Federal and state officials announced the alleged scheme included plans to overthrow several state governments that the suspects believed are violating the U.S. Constitution, including the government of Michigan and Whitmer, according to federal criminal complaints. I can't hardly stand to look at her. You know, she looks like if you had some men in white suits chasing her, no one would doubt that she is an escapee from some loony bin. I mean, she's got to look down. But, I mean, there's a bunch of people in positions of power. I mean, what about Adam Schiff, you know? six people were charged federally with conspiracy to kidnap, and seven people associated with the militia group Wolverine Watchmen were charged by the state. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nassel announced the individuals in custody or suspected of attempting to identify home addresses of law enforcement in order to target them, blah, 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 blah. Let's see, what else? Is there anything else in this? We're saying President Trump has continually condemned white supremacists, blah, blah, blah. It sounds like a bunch of poor dumb guys were ensnared in an FBI scheme. That's exactly what happened. It isn't until paragraph 14 of CNN's article that we learned the involvement of the FBI, but they fully admit that no such kidnapping plot existed before the FBI sent in their informants to start talking crazy to these guys. That's from a Daily Stormer. Yeah, it's just, you know, I mean, one, you can't do any organizing on the internet or probably even with your cell phones. It's completely foolish. And you know, it's the same story. We've seen it, where, you know, the FBI send in an informant, they get the whole thing started, then they claim they've arrested a big bunch of desperate terrorists, and off we go. All right, I've got a clip here. This is Mark Collette yesterday on David Duke's show. It is about 5 minutes. It should fit good here. I want to play this, and then we're going to talk about this because this is the future. This is your future, probably the majority of the people listening in this audience today. All right, let's play audio number one, please, Kim.
The show.
Hello, my friend. It is good to be here today, despite the bad news I gave you earlier.
Yeah.
I will sure, let your audience in on it.
Yeah.
Myself and Laura Towler. Laura is the deputy leader of our organization here in Britain, Patriotic Alternative. Both of us have, in the last couple of weeks, been denied banking services. We have had our accounts closed with two different banks. I have had my account closed, or the full details of that, my business account has been closed, and the full details of that are on Twitter. And Laura had her current account closed, and the details of that are also on Twitter, where we have posted the letters we have received. And myself and Laura are doing a special stream this evening to discuss this pressing issue. Now, this is an absolute scandal. What we're talking about here is a complete denial of our human rights, a complete denial of our ability to live. And what makes this even more disgusting is at the moment we are facing a situation where we are moving towards a cashless society. So as we are moving towards this cashless society, as we're moving towards a society where many shops, many organizations won't take cash, they will only take card payments. We are being denied the ability to make those payments. And I find that absolutely shocking, absolutely appalling. It violates our human rights. Yeah, this is the state of modern Britain, where people can have their bank accounts closed, and that we're having them closed, not because we've committed any crimes, not because we've committed terrorist offences, not because we've advocated for violence, but simply because we have advocated for the rights of the indigenous people of these islands. And that shows that these people are terrified. They feel that we pose a huge threat to their corrupt Zionist system, and they are trying to crack down on us in any way possible. And this, I think, is one of the most insidious ways. And for me personally, especially as I have a young daughter, it places me in a situation where, theoretically, I might not be able to pay my bills, I might not be able to carry out business, I might not be able to even work anymore.
You won't be able to travel. You can't travel without a credit card.
Well, I can't. There's very few things you can do. I mean, more pressing than traveling, how do you pay for your groceries?
Exactly.
How do you pay for your phone bill? You know, all of these things are serious, serious issues. And right. We are facing these. This is a real attack on... I say this is a real attack on democracy. We know what democracy is. Democracy is the representation of people. This isn't about representing people. This isn't about any form of democracy. This is about a foreign-ruled dictatorship here in the UK seeking to control every part of the state and to ultimately prevent anyone who speaks out against that dictatorship from operating in any meaningful way. It is a complete and utter scandal. I'd say it's one of the biggest scandals of our time, to deny people these basic human rights. Absolutely disgusting. Now, can you imagine? Let's just talk a moment here.
I want to comment on some of the things.
I just want to give you a quick example of the madness of this. I've never committed a criminal offence in my life. Right. And there are people out there now, left-wing agitators, race baiters, people who want to see the West burnt down. And those people are destroying cities in Britain, America. They are creating problems all over the Western world. Now, can you imagine if a bank said, you know what, these rioters, these terrorists, these agitators, these anti-white criminal elements within these so-called civil rights movements, we're denying them banking services. Well, I tell you now, that would be front page news. There would be a huge outcry, and the Zionist media would be demanding answers. But if you are an advocate for the well-being of European people or peoples of European descent, and I know that you've always called yourself a European American, if you are somebody who is advocating for the rights of our people, you can be treated like absolute dirt and nobody wants to know. We are the most disenfranchised and oppressed people on the planet.
Wow, how about that? And, you know, we've talked about this, that this is the direction that obviously they want to take it, where they can eliminate your ability to buy and sell. Yeah, I believe that's straight out of the Bible. And they're doing it. And this is all in concert with they have using this COVID-19 and this pandemic. I've seen this locally where places were not taking cash earlier because of the pandemic. Now, what's happening to Mark Collette there is because of his involvement with what is the name? Patriotic Alternative, I believe, is the name of the organization. But because of his political views, which, you know, this is a new direction we're seeing, where if a banking entities don't agree with your political views, they're using that as the justification to eliminate your ability to live in society. So we are talking about basic human rights here. And, of course, mainstream media is not like that. Coming up on a break. Back in a moment. Stalinese in a fielder from across the room. Yes, it's love in the third degree. Ooh, baby, baby. Won't you turn your head my way? Ooh, baby, baby. Come on, take a dance. You're old enough to dance the night away.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Playing just a little bit of Van Halen commemorating the death of Eddie Van Halen this past week. If you grew up in the 80s, Van Halen, that genre of metal was huge. So anyway, so we were talking about Mark Collette can't have a banking account, checking account, credit card, any of that. This is going to be the especially, could you imagine if we see a Biden administration, the justification, which I'm going to get to. I've got a couple of things to back this up. You would almost think this is some sort of conspiracy theory that this would even be happening, that you wouldn't believe that it's true. And of course, the main reason I wanted to play that Mark Collette is nobody else is going to play it probably, and very few people other than listeners to that broadcast yesterday is going to be aware that this is even going on. Now, put that in conjunction with this next story, who's source is Roundtable Report. The Federal Reserve sent out notices that they're stopping the printing of any paper currency through the holiday season. How about that? You know, you've already got the change shortage, right? This is all due to the coronavirus, of course, because any new money they print could be contaminated. Just keep using the old clean money, I guess. I've talked about the money issue, the push for cashless society. Remember, they stopped minting coins this summer. You've seen people begging for coins, businesses saying they'll round up to the nearest dollar, or others saying they're not going to accept cash at all anymore, which is what they want. Federal Reserve has suspended orders for new bills in 2020 during the holidays. Members often request newly printed bills to give as gifts. Unfortunately, this holiday season, newly printed bills will not be available due to the COVID-19. The Federal Reserve is using this as an excuse to do what they've wanted to do for years. So I'm not going to continue with the story. Roundreport.com, InfoWars had this story as well. So, you know, I've talked about it at length many times. I mean, going to a digital currency and putting all of your possessions on an RFID chip and making it where the transition of everything is documented, the elimination of you not being able to you're forced to pay your taxes. You can't cheat on your taxes. You can't spend money on things that you can't account for, like buying drugs. The supposed elimination of identity theft, all of this is going to be what's going to be used for the justification of a cashless society. And they're using the COVID-19 as their latest vehicle to continue us to further this cause down the road. So we shall see. I just wanted to get that in quickly. Now, Washington Examiner ran a story this past week. The Department of Homeland Security will grant millions of dollars in funding to outside organizations focused on combating far-right extremism and, wait for it, white supremacy. So this is another story you won't see on the mainstream media, because although they're not printing money so that you don't have cash, just like you don't have coins, but they've got millions to give to organizations that will fight white supremacy. The department's program, called Targeted Violence and Terrorism Prevention, agreed to provide $10 million in grants to organizations, including Life After Hate, which was founded by reformed white supremacists and helps people trying to leave the far right, the School of Communications at American University, to develop a strategy for combating disinformation circulated by the far right online and others, according to the Wall Street Journal. What is, helps people trying to leave the far right? What if, who tries to stop you from leaving the far right? If, what do they actually do with this money other than fund themselves and give themselves big salaries and use it for travel or whatever and just have a glitzy lifestyle, I guess? A Homeland Security spokesman said the funding is meant to help prevent violent white supremacy alongside a number of recognized and emergent forms of terrorism and targeted violence. Now, there seems to be no money granted at my reading of this entire article earlier in the week to combat Antifa, or, of course they're not going to combat Black Lives Matter because all the corporations in the country are funding them. It is surreal to see. It just shows you the direction that things are going and who the enemy is. Now, we're going to get into something on the other side of the break. There was a new documentary that was released this week. I heard Jay mention it, or I wouldn't have known about it. Homegrown Hate, The War Among Us. After the break, we're going to be talking about this new documentary, which goes right along with this article. Now, I'm continuing back to the article. The issue of white supremacy has made waves in recent weeks following comments from FBI Director Christopher Wray, as well as President Trump. So we'll talk about this on the other side of the break, and then we're going to get into the documentary, Homegrown Hate, The War Among Us. It's only an hour. I encourage everybody to watch it. Back in moments.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
A extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back to another media fan in the studio running down the insane news of the world. Conspiracy factualists and everyone else is a reality theorist. Just to finish up on this Washington Examiner article where the Department of Homeland Security is granting millions of dollars to fund organizations combating extremism and white supremacy, you know, this is, of course, totally normal to give private contracts to privately owned political groups to engage in law enforcement activities is what it says at the very end of the article, which I thought was just completely, well, I mean, that one story really is just a window of insight to where we really are in this dystopian, surreal future, which is the sequel to the movie Idiocracy, it looks like. This was sent to me. You may remember a while back, I had a gentleman on, Casey, and he was filming the Drag Queen Story Hour. I had him on. We talked about that. This past week, the SPLC released an article, Ammon Bundy launches new anti-government organization that takes on coronavirus restrictions. Anti-government extremist Ammon Bundy, known for his participation in multiple armed standoffs against the U.S. government, has a new venture. The group appears to be aimed in part at what Bundy considers government restrictions on personal liberties. Well, how dare he stand up and oppose tyranny? People's Right seeks to build a nationwide network of right-wing, often anti-government activists that can be called upon quickly mobilize against perceived threats, according to the group's website and the descriptions by its national and regional leader. The article goes on into how many they've got online, where they're meeting, how often they're meeting. It says they've got 22,000 followers on social media. The Kenosha Guard militia may have played a role in the shooting of three Kenosha Black Lives Matter, trying to tie him and his group to that, calling them all a bunch of citizen vigilantes with firearms. It goes on, and you get on down into the article, which anyone can go and pull that up, and it goes into, I'm just going to say the first name, Casey, a people's rights leader in Washington with a large YouTube following, has said the group is creating a communications network to dispatch people to assist local business owners or families being oppressed by a tyrannical government. So I just wanted to say that all this has made its way to the hit list of the SPLC. You can go there and read the article for itself, for yourself. But, I mean, when you take all this in its totality and you look at the doxing, the censorship, the getting yourself on lists like the SPLC loves to make, just because you want to advocate your own personal political beliefs. Sometimes it may even be tied to your religious beliefs, but you are not granted anything like the same ability or the same rights that the far left, obviously, couldn't be more clearer, have in this country today, because they can burn down buildings, commit arson, and be released without even the need for bail in the good old U.S. of A. these days. So I wanted to get that in quickly so you can look that up for yourself. Now, I've got a clip here I want to play. The reason I want to play this is probably won't be played anywhere. No one would know it even happened. But this happened October 7th, so that's 3 days ago, in the Legislative Assembly of Ontario. It's about 3 minutes. It speaks for itself. Let's play audio clip number two, please, Kim.
Next question, the member for Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston.
Thank you, Speaker. Speaker, my question is to the Premier. In my supplemental question yesterday, I asked this government if the people of Ontario should prepare for internment camps. In September, the federal government posted a call for expressions of interest for contractors to supply, provide, and manage quarantine isolation camps throughout every province and every territory in Canada. These quarantine isolation camps, however, are not limited to people with COVID, but provide a wide latitude for many people to be detained. Surely this government is aware of the intentions to build these isolation camps from coast to coast. And my question to the Premier is, how many of these camps will be built, and how many people does this government expect to detain?
Question. Government House Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is very true that when people leave the country and when they come back in, that the province is suggesting, and the federal government, in cooperation with the federal government, we are suggesting that people isolate themselves. That has been a practice that has been very successful, not only here in the province of Ontario, but across Canada. And we will, of course, be redoubling our efforts to make sure that the people of the province of Ontario remain safe, Mr. Speaker. So if the member is referring to the fact that one of the public health policies is that when you return from a jurisdiction outside of the province of Ontario or from another country, that you isolate yourself for 2 weeks, I would suggest that has been a good policy that has been working. In fact, this House has been doing the same thing since we came back. We are working in cohorts to make sure that the Legislative Assembly can continue to operate. That's why we have two separate cohorts, Mr. Speaker.
Response.
With the cooperation of the official opposition, that is why all members of the Independents have been excluded from that cohort, because we want them to be able to participate in debate. So we'll continue to do everything in our power to make sure that this House continues, but that the people of the province of Ontario and Canada are kept safe.
Supplementary question.
Again, back to the Premier. Here's the RFP. And in the RFP, it uses clear language to express that these camps can be used for a broad spectrum of people, not limited to travelers. Indeed, it doesn't even mention international travelers. It's just a broad latitude of people. And I'll send over the copy of the RFP after. So your government must be in negotiations and aware of these plans to potentially detain and isolate citizens and residents of our country and our province. So, Speaker, to the Premier, where will these camps be built? How many people will be detained? And for what reasons?
Question.
For what reasons can people be kept in these isolation camps? And I'd like to have the Premier assure the people of Ontario.
Member, take a seat.
Okay, I believe that is
the next question.
How about that? Now, again, that was the Legislative Assembly of Ontario on October 7th. That's 3 days ago. And they're actually openly questioning why the government is funding and has plans to build internment camps. And the reasoning behind it, of course, they suppose it's COVID, but actually that's not even listed as the reason why they're doing that. So, I mean, if that doesn't make your spidey senses raise up, I don't know what would. I mean, that sounds like something out of some kind of futuristic conspiracy movie. But, you know, these things, I mean, even if you listen to any of the mainstream talking heads, which I'm not much of a fan, but I do catch some of it. I mean, these things that we talked about here years ago, you know, Antifa, the cities rioting perhaps in the future, maybe the EBT cards being cut off, whatever. Now, you know, it is much more mainstream media, especially right-wing talk radio, discussing these issues that we've covered forever. Now, I want to talk a little bit about this documentary. And it's on YouTube, and of course it won't have any problems being on YouTube, so you'll be able to see it forever. But the name of it's Homegrown Hate, The War Among Us. Now, if you keep up with this long-term like I have, you know, they're always coming out with the latest one of these. They do these, you know, I don't know, at least one a year, I guess, or more. But where they paint the picture, to go along with what the FBI Director Ray said, to paint the picture of this vast, evil, right-wing militia, anti-government groups that are pro-white and that, you know, they're just everywhere, you know. Obviously, they don't have buses like Black Lives Matter. I don't know who is supposed to fund these groups since they never discussed that, but all the corporations are funding Antifa and Black Lives Matter, and George Soros is funding these groups, and all that's just A-OK. And, you know, there's been a lot of lip service. I don't know if they ever got around to actually that. There was talk that they were going to designate the KKK and Antifa as domestic terrorist groups. I don't know. Is there any KKK real organization? Occasionally, I guess, at one of these, you might see somebody wearing a hood, but you almost think that's some sort of practical joke. But what have you. This one, though, they drug up Kelvin Pierce, which is Dr. William Luther Pierce's son, looks a lot like Dr. William Luther Pierce, and interviewed him on the horror that it was growing up being Dr. William Luther Pierce's son. And, you know, if I guess everybody's got the right to do whatever. And I just can't imagine, though, if I grew up, disagreed totally with my dad's political views, and he was, you know, a major figure in some sort of movement, I just think I would probably just keep my mouth shut, you know, rather than go be remembered and have it out there of throwing my own dad under the bus. Me and my dad disagreed on a lot of things politically, but we, you know, we kept it respectful. But anyway, so now this documentary on YouTube released this week, it's really worth a watch. And the reason for it is they do a very good job going through and painting the picture of why there's a lot of people that have some real issues with the federal government of the United States. And what I mean by that is they go through Oklahoma City. They go They talk about the order. They discuss Ruby Ridge and Waco and Timothy McVeigh and the Oklahoma City bombing. And, I mean, you know, I didn't really know and wasn't keeping an eye on things, I guess, when Ruby Ridge happened. But, as I've said many times in this broadcast, when Waco happened, I was paying attention, and that was a game changer for me. And, you know, let's think about this for a second. Just contrast the response by the federal government of the United States to Waco. Okay, David Koresh, you know, who walked to the hardware store. They could have picked him up. They claimed he had a vast amount of guns. He was an illegal gun dealer, I believe, and they were trying to. He was mounting hand grenades on plaques and selling them. They were trying to claim, you know, something was illegal about that. Then they had the claim that inappropriate things were going on with the children. Remember Janet Reno? We gotta do this for the children. Of course, they gassed the babies and burned them alive. But just contrast the response of the federal government to the Branch Davidians, because, you know, the federal government cared so much, to the response of the federal government, or you could say the state governments, but Waco was federal, to Black Lives Matter and Antifa burning down the cities, arsoning people's businesses, killing. There's, I think, what, 14 cops been killed or 14 people been killed? I can't remember. No one's really keeping a good running total on that I can find. But there's been many people killed. There has to be a lot of people hurt and injured. There's a guy who had his arm blowed off. but, I mean, he deserved that. He asked for it. But anyway, it was just interesting watching this documentary of course, how they totally demonized white people all the way through this. And then you contrast the response of the federal government to Branch Davidians, the compound, which was their kind of raggedy built house and church. But it's really quite surreal to see how far we've come, where the American people, one, was willing to watch what happened to the Branch Davidians in Waco. And here we're sitting back and watching practically no response, and chop zone, all this here in 2020. So I want to play. This is the first 2 minutes of Homegrown Hate. Let's play audio number three, please, Kim. While Ken's getting that, again, this is on YouTube. Homegrown Hate, The War Among Us. This is the first 2 minutes. Oh, okay. All right. I'll send that during the break. I may have sent him the wrong link. Actually, the same link, Ken, is used for 3, 4, and 5, but I may have sent this. I may have sent the wrong one. All of those. We'll correct that on at the break. But anyway, this documentary, which they release one of these, you know, periodically, to try to keep painting with the broadest of brush what FBI Director Wray said last week, that, you know, the most extreme group in the country, the most dangerous group in the country, is not turning on TV and seeing, you know, the cities being burned down and Antifa carrying the communist flag, or that flag they have with, like, the three arrows down, or any of that. None of that. That's not what you need to be worried about. You need to be worried about this. So they continually parade out their latest propaganda piece. And in this one, they were even able to get Kelvin Pierce to go along with it. And then later in the documentary, when he said that he turned on the TV and he saw what happened in Charlottesville, it revived all of the horror of his childhood. And of course, in the documentary, they paint a pretty dim picture of Dr. William Luther Pierce. And of course, I have no way of knowing what went on in their household or what kind of treatment they may or may not have received. But I just find it a tad bit hard to believe. And then here again, no one interviewed to refute any of this. So it shouldn't be surprising, and I'm sure it's not to anyone in this audience, that we would see this. And it's interesting, again, that they keep this going. They're always promoting that anyone, like back to the Mark Collette at the beginning of the broadcast, anyone that advocates for any type of white rights is a hater. Hate, hate, hate. Turn it on a break, back in moments.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
July 16, 1982 was the day I decided I wanted to pursue a career as a musician. Recently released court documents reveal that Google is sharing data on search keywords with police departments. According to the document, police departments are able to obtain data from Google on every individual who has searched for a specific keyword. This is Breitbart this past week. How about that? If the allegations are true, police departments are using IP addresses provided by Google to connect users to specific crimes. However, privacy experts believe the practice violates the Fourth Amendment. According to a report by CNET, Google is sharing data on search words with police departments around the country. Recently published court documents suggest that Google is handing over the identity of all users that have searched a specific keyword that may be relevant to a police investigation. So, again, Breitbart.com. How about that for hijinks? All right, let's play audio clip number three. This is the first 2 minutes of Homegrown Hate, The War Among Us.
You'll see the white power movement on the march.
You will not replace us!
Like a monster that went into hibernation, and this was evidence that the monster has come out.
The displays of racism and violence that we're seeing in the U.S. are certainly not new.
It's a cancer in the fabric of this country.
Part of this long legacy of people organizing over time. Within the white power movement, the Oklahoma City bombing stands as the culmination of decades of organizing.
Timothy McVeigh has been found guilty on all 11 counts.
He was trying to call people to arms and to provoke a race war.
Kids are fair game, women are fair game.
It's meant to be a battle strike. It's meant to incite war.
You wonder if the clues that were there had been unearthed, whether things might be different.
We were not sufficiently prepared.
An act of domestic terrorism carried out by a movement that we have not classified, confronted, or understood.
Save the white race!
All we're doing is planting the seeds for future Timothy McVeighs to do the kinds of things we saw in Oklahoma City.
There are going to be more victims.
We have a problem in the country. It's getting worse.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups?
We just need to start talking about race. There's no shortcut around that.
All right, that gives you just a little bit of a flavor. I cut a bunch of different clips to play from that, but probably not going to have time. Going to open up the phone lines next hour, 1-800-313-9443. Back in moments.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.